Welcome to the Post-Narc Life Podcast. It's time to leave behind the narcissist narrative and build an amazing life that you love. You got through, but you're not done. We're going to build your next level of wealth, create healthy relationships, find deep self-connection to expand your unique impact on this world, and leave behind a legacy of love. I'm your host, Laura, by the way. I've been there. I get it. And I've got you. Let's go build your post-narc life. Welcome back to Surrender to Success. This is my multi-part series of my class that I am going to deliver to you so that you can be at peace with creating the success and the goals that you want to create in your life. This is part three. Increase your capacity to receive. Welcome, welcome. So glad you're here. How are you enjoying the class so far? Did you like the meditation? Did you feel validated when we talked about how success is terrifying? All right. So increase your capacity to receive. This is a very important part of building the vision that you are creating in your life. And increasing your capacity to receive is one of the challenges that my people who have been dealing with narcissists will sometimes face, because for many reasons, including that success can feel very terrifying. Another reason is that it is terrifying to receive because it's terrifying to feel. When I say increase your capacity to receive, what I'm really saying is increase your capacity to feel. So let's talk about what it is that you are working towards building so that you can receive. We talked about it a little bit earlier about when we have a goal and we're creating something that doesn't exist yet, something that we desire, that we are bringing into our reality. We desire that thing because of what we think it's going to make us feel, right? So think about your goal. Think about the vision that we connected to in the first episode. I want you to bring that vision forward. What do you see? What are you feeling? What are you desiring to feel when you bring what you want to bring into reality? Do you want to feel abundance? Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to feel powerful? Do you want to feel in control? Do you want to feel purpose, like you are bringing something into the world that matters? What is the emotion that you're trying to feel? Maybe alignment, maybe a sense of accomplishment. Whatever that is, I want you to envision that success that you are building. When you are envisioning that, think about what comes up as you envision that. What is happening for you in your brain and in your body and in your chest and your sensations? You want to write those things down. What is the sensation that is occurring in your body? And the reality about positive emotions and positivity in general, positive thoughts, making the goals in our lives. We kind of talked about this in the last episode as well, that when you are training yourself, you're rewiring your brain, you're retraining, reconditioning yourself to feel safe in your success. You're not doing so because you are now successful, therefore you never have to worry about anything negative ever again. That's not where your safety is going to lie. Your safety is going to be in, I am safe no matter what. It's an unconditional safety. And so increasing your capacity to receive is about increasing your capacity to receive both the positive emotions that you are desiring to have and the negative emotions that you are trying to push away. All along the way towards achieving your goal, you want and need, your brain and your body need to be able to increase their capacity to feel the negative emotions. If you want to make it to your goal and be successful without being willing to feel negative emotions, you're going to have a hard time doing it. You're going to be in high resistance most of the time, and you're going to be in over-desire. Over-desire is the emotion that shows up for us, especially those of us who have survived narcissists, because your brain ran the program to get you out of the narcissist situation or the abusive situation as fast as possible. And it filled your body with a lot of uncomfortable emotions. We talked about that earlier. And so one of those emotions is over desire. It's like, okay, brain, we need to get out of this situation. We want a better life. We want a better reality, please. okay, well, let's push the button of desire. The brain pushes the button of desire in your body. Okay, well, desire tends to work. If you want something, then that means you'll be motivated to go get it, right? And well, you're not getting the thing. It's not happening. Reality hasn't changed. So let's push the desire button again and again and again and again. And now your body is filled with over desire. Your brain is filled with thoughts that create over desire for you. And that is extremely uncomfortable. Why would one, like, for all the wanting in the world, the thing that you want is not coming to you? What's happening here? It just means your brain is running on a faulty program. Not that you're faulty. You're perfect just the way you are. But sometimes we develop these programs, quote unquote, inside of our brains when we are surviving narcissist type situations, and the brain is like, okay, let's use what the program we have. Great. We'll press the over desire button, or we'll press the desire button. We'll just keep pressing it until it works. And unfortunately, when you are in a situation where you are trying to create something that doesn't exist yet, using those programs is not going to work. Those programs worked when you were in fight or flight. And fight or flight, we talked about that earlier as well, is all about helping you to survive a temporary pain, a temporary situation that's creating a lot of acute pain for you. So your fight or flight response is all about getting you to the next moment, to the next moment, to the next minute, to the next hour. But it's not about helping you create your long-term plans. So if you are triggered in your fight or flight, right, that over desire puts you and triggers you into fight or flight, which means you've got a lot of adrenaline pumping through your body. You have your survival mechanisms triggered and on and in place. And when that is happening, your brain does not have access to the creativity that you're going to need, which we'll talk about in a future episode. The creativity that you're going to need and the access to all of your gifts and your talents that are already in your brain. When you're in fight or flight, you don't have access to those. You are only interested in zoning in on one or two things that's going to get you out of the situation as fast as possible. But a fight or flight response does not go well with a long-term vision. Just generally, it doesn't. So you want to increase your capacity to receive by increasing your capacity to feel without that negative emotion tripping you into full fight or flight response. Okay. So what that looks like, let's say your brain goes to the place where it goes into over desire. You have to just notice that. Okay. I'm in over desire right now. What does that feel like in my body? What is that sensation like in my body? I am willing to feel this emotion without making it mean that I'm a problem, without jumping into action, without letting my body go into major fight or flight. You just notice that sensation when it shows up. And this is not going to be easy, okay? Because getting triggered into fight or flight is a well-worn pathway in your brain. It is for most of us, especially when you've survived abusive situations for so long. So increasing your capacity to feel means increasing your ability and your awareness of noticing, being able to notice what's happening in your body. In the narcissist situation, the narcissist survival situation, you are not trained to notice. You are trained to numb out. You're trained to zero in on the one thing that you know you got to do to make this terrible feeling go away. You're not in the place of, I noticed that I am feeling triggered right now. My heart rate is elevated. There's a tightness in my chest. There's a heaviness in my shoulders. There's my abdomen feels like it's dropping. There's like a pulling sensation, or there's a sensation where I am falling down or caving in on myself, right? That's a sensation of shame that comes up a lot for me, for example. And so these sensations in your body it's kind of like when your brain feels the sensation in your body, it's like, okay, get into fight or flight mode to make them go away as fast as possible. But what we want to do is we want to interrupt that pattern and insert between stimulus response, we want to insert a noticing. Okay, I notice that I am in a lot of fear right now. My heart rate is racing. My brain is racing. My breath is racing. I feel tightness. I feel some sort of sensation, or maybe when you're sad, right? You feel that heat in close to your eyes and you want to cry and you feel that kind of sort of crushing weight on your chest. You notice it instead of what do I got to do to make this go away as fast as possible? That's the narcissist dynamic. They rely on you wanting to make your emotions go away as fast as possible to keep you in the place where you're easy to manipulate. And that can sometimes be a habit that sticks around longer than the narcissist. The narcissist might not even be in your life anymore, but that habit might still be there. And that's okay. That's not a problem. You're not a problem. Here are the tools to deal with that. Okay. So increasing your capacity to receive is also increasing your belief. So I want to talk about money, but really I want to talk about currency. So money is a form of currency. But when you are doing this work, you want to start to see currency in your life, not just in terms of money, but in terms of belief. And also in terms of your willingness to feel emotions. We talked about increasing your capacity to feel. That is a form of currency. You want to use that currency, your increased capacity to feel, to be able to move the needle forward towards the thing that you're creating. The other way to do that is also the currency of belief. What this means is you're no longer going to rely on evidence to give you belief in the thing that you're creating. This is really turning some things on its head. When you are operating in life, generally speaking, operating with evidence is the way to go. If there is evidence, it usually means that something is happening that goes along with that evidence. However, when you go to create something that doesn't exist yet, because you have a goal, you have a vision, unfortunately, that rule can't apply. You cannot use evidence to create your belief, because it's just not how creating things works. You must have belief first before the evidence shows up, because that's how the evidence will show up. The evidence doesn't just show up and then you can believe. When you're creating something, you actually have to create the evidence first. And then the evidence can sort of build on itself. But really, you must lead with belief the whole time, because sometimes you're going to get evidence that's going to go contrary to your vision and your goal. So for example, we talked about a couple of episodes ago, the idea that when you expose yourself to rejection or failure, what that's going to do is your brain's going to start to take that as evidence. Your brain's going to look like the failure, or it's going to look at the rejection or the trolls on the internet or whatever it is. It's going to look at that and say, oh no, that's evidence that it's not going to work. That's evidence that this is a terrible idea and that we're going to fail and that this was all for nothing, and all this cascade of negative emotions that are going to be happening in your brain that are kind of preloaded when you show up to create something new. It's going to take that as evidence that you're going to fail, and you're going to have to see that and realize, wait a second, when I go to create something new, I don't rely on evidence. I rely on belief. I rely on the currency of my belief. The currency of my willingness to feel the emotion that comes with failure. If I happen to be thinking terrible things about failure, I'm going to be willing to feel that. And I'm also going to be willing to decide to believe, even if there's evidence that my brain thinks leads to ultimate failure. Okay? Because evidence is always interpretable. If somebody leaves a negative review, that is absolutely their truth. Good for them. Thank you for your review. It might be negative. They might have had a terrible experience with a product that you're producing or whatever it is you're putting out there in exchange for what it is you're doing to build your dream, right? That's okay. People are allowed to have their opinions. People are allowed to be in contrary to what it is that you're building, because there are billions of people on this planet. And it's not your job to control everyone's thoughts and emotions. Right? So when you advertise your product, when you advertise your services, you're going to be advertising to everybody or a lot of people or maybe a specific audience. But those people are allowed to either say no or yes. And it's not your job to control their brains so that you never have to feel rejection. It's not your job to control other people's thoughts so that you never have to feel like you have failed. That is not your job. That's the narcissist dynamic, to control the narrative, to control what other people think of them, so they never have to feel embarrassed or feel like they've ever done something wrong. So you want to get out of that as fast as possible and let people think what they're going to think. Let the chips fall where they may. Take results, even if they're unwanted, as opportunities for improvement, for change, for pivoting, whatever it is you need to do. It's just data. Whatever you put out there is just data, and you get to interpret that data, and you get to either use that data or not use that data. You don't have to use the data. You can completely ignore negative reviews if you want to. It depends on your product and your service and how it aligns with who you want to be in this world and what you want to give to the world, right? So your brain is going to want to interpret evidence, especially if you come preloaded with a lot of negative thoughts and beliefs about feeling unsafe in creating your success, right? It's gonna not be able to wait for the negative evidence so that it can bring it forward and say, look, see, we're gonna fail. We have to stop now. We have to stay in the cave, right? So you wanna be gentle and kind with your brain. You wanna notice, oh, okay, I see my brain is ready to interpret this evidence as negative. But what if we didn't even have to interpret it? What if it's just data? And we can either decide to interpret it or not and keep moving forward. Another thing your brain is going to do, it's going to take positive evidence. So let's say that you are successful. You sign a client, you sell a certain number of your product, or you have a few successful dates with someone that you're hoping to maybe one day marry. I don't know. Your brain is probably also going to take positive evidence and downplay it. That I've seen this happen over and over again. I've done it myself. It's so hilarious. Your brain is like, well, we did sell, you know, this amount of money's worth of coaching, and you have helped, you know, 24 private clients, right? Or whatever it is. You have sold this product 50 times, but I mean, that doesn't mean that we're really going to make it. It's just, you know, that was a fluke. That wasn't real. That was just like a good time in the economy. Just as soon as another COVID thing strikes, like, it's going to go down, right? So it's so funny, like, even with positive evidence, your brain is likely going to interpret it negatively, or it might. I don't know. Maybe your brain will do something different, but I've just seen it over and over again because it's rooted in the old basic thought, the underlying thought of success is not safe. So we want to stay in the cave as fast as possible. So you want to gently and kindly notice that that's happening and deal with that interpretation. Like, you know what? I notice that my brain is interpreting evidence that could potentially be interpreted as positive. We have succeeded in this thing. It's interpreting it negatively because I'm trying to feel safe. And so you want to lead with safety and lead with belief. So go back to the episode about safety and reuse those tools to retrain your brain to feel safe. So when you go to create something that doesn't exist yet, we talked a little bit earlier in other episodes about unconditional love, right? All the love in the universe belongs to you. You didn't have to earn it. And there's nothing you can do that can make it go away. You can't be terrible or say some bad thing or do some bad thing and suddenly the love in the universe is going to disappear. No, that's unconditional. It's there for you regardless of whether or not you want it. Regardless of what you say or do, it's always going to be there for you. All the love in the universe belongs to you, and all you have to do is teach yourself that you are safe to receive it. Okay? So when you go to increase your capacity to receive the thing that you are creating, you're teaching yourself that you're safe. You're increasing your capacity to feel both positive and negative emotions. You are increasing your belief, and you're deciding to have unconditional belief. What if you had unconditional belief in your vision that no matter what happened, you have belief in your vision? Imagine how that would feel. Imagine what you could accomplish with that. I want you to feel what it feels like in your body right now to have unconditional belief in your vision and your goals. What is that sensation in your body? Go ahead and write it down. Maybe write some thoughts out. If you feel any resistance coming up, that's okay. Use your new tools, which are noticing and teaching yourself that you're safe, giving that space for that thought. It's totally okay. And then redirect your brain back to unconditional belief. So, to recap, part of surrendering to success is increasing your capacity to receive. And you're going to do that by increasing your ability to feel, your willingness to feel all the emotions on the emotional spectrum. The positive, the negative, the neutral, the intense, the light, whatever those emotions are, you are willing to feel any emotion all along the way to your goal. You're also willing to believe unconditionally. So envision the thing that you're envisioning. Decide right now to believe in it unconditionally. Use the tools that we talked about earlier to manage any resistance that might come up with love and understanding and patience and space, and be willing to feel, and then decide again to believe unconditionally in your goal. What does that feel like? All right, that was part 3. I hope you enjoyed it. Up next is part 4. We're going to talk about surrender. We haven't talked about surrender yet, even though that's the name of this class, but I'm really excited to share it with you because it's such important work. All right, we'll see you in the next episode. You're listening to Surrender to Success, a class designed for the ambitious who happen to be dealing with narcissists. If you like what you're hearing, I invite you to come to work with me for the next full year. Private coaching is for those who want my brain, my support, and my undying belief in you and what you can accomplish on your goals. That's right. For an entire year, we will do as many calls as you need, plus Voxer coaching in between calls. This is the magic. I believe in your goal so much that I am here to help you finally make it a reality, no matter who is in your life. If this is calling to your soul, I have great news. I'm doing a special for the rest of 2023. Normally, the price to work with me is $30,000 for 1 year, but until December 31st, 2023, I am offering private coaching for 1 year for only $15,000. These spots will sell out fast, so get on this deal right now. To sign up for private coaching, fill out the application in the show notes. Once I get your application, I will contact you to set up a time to do our complimentary consultation, where we will spiritually create your goals and make some powerful decisions. Enjoy the rest of the class, and I will see you on our call. Bye.